Cinema Vino is brought to you by Audible.
Yeah, they didn't ask me to read the first ad because apparently I'm extremely inappropriate. Well, I think Sean and Todd are a couple idiots.
Well, thank you, Travis.
I'm the perfect guy to read this copy because I love Audible. I listen to all of the Lord of the Rings books, and I'm currently listening to Once and Future King. I love it.
And you didn't use any profanity there. I'm very proud of you.
Go blink yourself, Todd. With Audible, you get that plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a ton of genres.
With an Audible membership, you gain access to all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month for yourself. Download the Audible app and you can listen at home, driving in the car, or just about anywhere.
Todd, you're horrible at this. Let me take it from here. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to enjoy all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up. Visit www.audibletrial.com/cinemavino to start today. That's www.audibletrial.com/cinemavino.
And welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Yo.
Ahoy.
It's good to have you guys here.
Trav, get off your phone. Sorry.
Got Taylor.
Hey.
Travis.
Hey, I'm here.
Also. Sean.
Howdy.
And I'm Todd. And we're going to continue our Christmas series looking at a very different movie than what we've covered in the previous two movies. A rom-com from 2019 called Last Christmas. Kind of did this on purpose as a palate cleanser, something a little bit different than the previous films. I'm very curious to hear what the boys have to say about it. I was very ambiguous seeing it in theaters. I enjoyed it in a way, but I also, I don't know, I was dismissive of it in a way. It kind of hit me on, I didn't know exactly where my emotions truly fell.
So why'd you pick it?
Just because I want to hear other opinions. I've never talked to anybody who has seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to gauge, especially now I've heard your guys' opinions about enough movies. I like to reconcile where I think you guys are going to think of it versus what you guys' opinions actually are.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's just a little experiment. I wanted to see what you guys thought. But we're drinking a Riesling. This is the Landhaus Meier.
It's basically gone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
good. This is like a little...
I was so goddamn thirsty.
Sour.
Yeah.
And it's a good palate cleanser from the red we kind of had earlier.
It sure is.
We kind of broke from the norm and did the white after the red. This is a great holiday wine, too. We're going to do all holiday-centric Christmas wines. This is a good little friendly, food-friendly Riesling.
Oh, white Christmas.
Yeah. And I think both of these, the Elk Valley and the...
I kind of get it, but I don't know. You just said white Christmas?
It's a white wine.
That's gibberish.
Okay. That's why I love it. I was like, yeah, it's white Christmas.
Look, I'm playing to the podcast here. I don't believe half of what I say. I'm just like, I just want them to think I'm cool.
Sometimes I just say things and see what sticks.
It was like at the dinner table.
As long as nobody challenges me, I'm like, yeah, I believe it wholeheartedly.
At the dinner table earlier tonight, my son, who's two, abruptly said out of nowhere, "What happened to the letter B?" And then there was a weird silence after that. Yeah. And we just continued eating.
He's not wrong.
No.
I mean,
he didn't elaborate?
No.
You didn't press him for any?
That was just pure gibberish.
It's both a letter and an animal. The fuck is up with that?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then he just kept right on with his ravioli. And then we were,
Ooh, Chef Boyardee.
Probably.
Actually, it was Chef.
You don't know?
It was Chef Oyardee.
You don't know what your child was eating?
Exactly. It was Eferoni. But yeah, this is more in the $15 range for a Riesling. Pretty good. It's got a picture of a sheep on the label. So think about.
Can I just get you to say that word right there?
Nieder Österreich.
Sounded about banali.
Because you have to do the accent.
Yeah.
It's a product of Austria.
You can't say this word without having an accent.
Hmm. Oh, my. That's every letter of the alphabet.
With some dots.
Except the letter B. You'll note the letter B is not on there.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try it and try your next, but it's like, Niederösterreich,
yeah.
A little known fact about me is I can say the entire alphabet, like, in 1 second.
Travis, you just... kind of grabbed the neck of that bottle so gently. Yeah.
Nieder Österreich. La.
Just went real racist with that one. Sorry. Yeah. I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't make me run full of chocolate.
I was going to say it's very Uder.
Yeah. Uder. Need an Osterreich.
Anyway, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's a great little Riesling. Yeah. So if you're looking for something.
Barroom you.
Yeah.
It's like I'm sucking on a lemon.
Mm-hmm. Tasty.
Barroom you. Yeah,
little babe.
Yeah.
Pig in the city for you.
That's a great Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, it wasn't at Christmas, but.
Was Babe? There was some parts of Babe at Christmas, right?
Oh, when the kids first came. Yeah. Yes. That is a Christmas movie.
Like the grandkids.
Sean leave to go shit in a no stall.
Yeah. Oh, man, I think you upset him.
Oh,
yeah.
About your pronunciation.
Mad at me?
yeah.
Oh.
So a brief rundown of this film. This was released November 8th, 2019. I saw it the day it came out. And reviewed it. You can find my reviews at ToddWoffordMovies.com.
ToddWoffordMovies.com.
That was nice. This grossed $123 million against a $30 million budget. So decent sized hit.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
It was because it was Emilia Clarke.
It probably helped, yeah.
Because
yeah.
that was the last season.
I was going to say, that was before yeah. the Rona.
Yeah, before, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that just kind of tanked every movie.
Yeah. Sounds like she did a shit ton better than Kit Harington did with his Mount Vesuvius movie.
Yeah. And this had Henry Golding, too, who was big from Crazy Rich Asians about then.
Oh, yeah.
He was a big star. And also, he was in The Gentleman, I believe, the movie with Guy Ritchie and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. Tay, you still haven't seen that?
Which one?
Get on that.
Wait, The Gentleman?
The Gentleman.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie. I don't think I've seen that either.
Yeah, no. he's in that one
Good
too.
Shit.
So he was hot right about then too.
He's hot in this movie too.
Yeah, and he's been mentioned as a possible James Bond as well. He's been...
I'd been him over in Showman in the United States.
I'd be okay with that.
He did do a Sean Connery in this movie.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This rom-com resulted from actress-screenwriter Emma Thompson, who won the Academy Award for Sense and Sensibility. She was tasked with writing a Christmas movie built around the song by Wham, Last Christmas.
Yeah, I almost thought that this was written by George Michael.
Because of the way it's on IMDb?
Yeah, just the credits it said was composed by whatever, written by George Michael. I was like, no fucking way. George Michael wrote this song, pretty much.
And that's honestly, it's credited on IMDb.
George Michael died 2016 on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I mean, that kind of plays into...
he probably hated the movie.
It was that's true.
It was his last Christmas.
Yeah. So he died 3 years before it came out.
But it plays in part to the movie for the bench at the end.
Yeah. And so instead of using that one specific song, she pretty much uses like...
nothing but Wham music.
An overview of George Michael and Wham music.
Which I honestly could have done without.
I write this in my original review was your enjoyment of this movie will be built almost exclusively on two things. How much you can tolerate George Michael and Wham or enjoy their music.
Yeah.
Or also how much you can tolerate the twist that comes at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Travis, hold on 1 second. I'll drink it. Here we go. Okay. So this film reminded me a little bit of, I might fuck it up. Final Destination, because wasn't every song in there a John Denver song? Am I fucked up?
Yeah.
It was like there was some film around that time where it was like, but it was all instrumental.
Yeah.
To where it was like every song was John Denver, and it was so. And I remember that being like a little tidbit on it, and so I thought of that when I was watching this whole thing. Like, I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know.
So the movie centers on Kate, played by Emilia Clarke.
Final Destination was John Denver song?
It's like every song that was playing in like the background or something, not the suspenseful scenes, but like just like the music that was being played. I think they were at a restaurant.
We should revisit that movie.
I actually like that first one, by the way. Anyway, Todd, I'm stealing your...
Yeah, you're good.
Now I'm into Final Destination.
So Kate's played by Emilia Clarke, the Daenerys. She is an aspiring singer who struggles at just about everything in life. She's bad at her job. She works at a year-round Christmas store, which is ran by Michelle Yeoh. She's bad at friendships. She abuses and overextends herself with just about everybody she knows, going from couch to couch.
Michelle Yeoh also in Crazy Rich Asians?
Mm-hmm. Yep, she is.
Good. Glad I didn't get that wrong.
Yeah. She is. She is the potential mother-in-law in that one. She is the rich Asian in that. She's bad at dating and relationships. She ends up with all the wrong men, all the wrong places, all the wrong times.
And one from House of the Dragon.
Exactly.
Alicent's knight, what's his name?
I can't remember what his name
is. Fabian Dingo?
Yeah. Lord Hunky Butt.
You're going to have to narrow it down. There's a lot of hunky butts.
But I caught that rewatching it now. I was like, oh, that's the guy from House of the Dragon.
But Featherington, Jizmop.
The three Bs.
Oh.
Fabian Frankel.
Yeah. Who was he in this movie?
He was the guy that she sleeps with that's married
at
or whatever.
Pregnant place.
Got to narrow it down.
Well, it's like she sleeps with him.
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm just,
and she ends up in this guy's shower and the girlfriend or wife or whatever comes home and freaks out. That's
he played Sir Criston Cole in House of Dragon. She's staying at her friend's place that is pregnant and then wakes up the next morning and kicks him out. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so he was in Hot D and here he's playing Hot D.
Woo-hoo. Help.
And so
it's like a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Todd, talk about this.
I haven't drank it yet.
I think he's in the middle of his review, Travis.
I don't give a good goddamn. This is delicious.
That's good.
We are not about keeping you on pace. We are here to talk about what we want to talk about.
So everything changes when she meets Tom. She meets cute with Tom, a handsome stranger who ends up outside of a Christmas shop. Played by Henry Golding, he's an unusual blend of freewheeling, eccentric, and hard to get. Kate and Tom have an instant chemistry, but it all settles down to whether or not they can get out of their own way and make things work. Film also makes time, for some reason, to examine Kate's warped relationship with her mother, who's played by Emma Thompson, and her sister, and even her boss. And then, toward the end, it cooks up a plot twist, which greatly polarized critics. Some people loved it, some people hated it. There wasn't really a whole lot of in-between, so I picked this movie specifically to hear opinions on it. So, and I'm curious to hear these. So we'll start with Sean.
I'll take it from here.
No, I liked this movie. I picked up on the twist probably about halfway through.
Same.
I was like, he's either an angel or he's a ghost. And this is going to somehow turn into like, he's a guardian angel or, oh, nope, she had a heart transplant. Oh, it's the owner of the heart. Yeah. Okay. Really could have done without the George Michael music. Honestly. Like, I love Wham as much as the next guy. I don't like Wham.
Yeah. I know. I was going to say. It's like,
not even Jitterbug?
If the next guy doesn't like Wham.
Yeah.
Like
as much which is as much as the next guy. I'm not telling you there aren't any hits, but I will not say that I enjoyed the soundtrack of a movie that's nothing but Wham. God, I could have done without all the George Michael, but it makes sense given the I gave you my heart.
Yeah.
Like it was literally the Christmas before he literally gave her his heart. It's super on the nose. I mean, the plot is in the movie from the very beginning, so mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. It was well written. I mean, Emma Thompson was, I think the reason that the mom storyline was in there so much is because Emma Thompson was playing the mom and she wrote the movie. So it makes sense. Is it a little bit like weird that Emma Thompson is playing like a Croatian like old lady?
Yeah.
It was is that cultural appropriation? I don't know.
I don't know
what these, you know.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. She seems like she's a pretty sensitive filmmaker, so
maybe she is Croatian.
That's what I was thinking, like watching it. She must have some kind of background.
You know who is Croatian? Bill Belichick and Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, both of them are very proud of their Croatian heritage.
Yeah, and both of them are great.
Bless you.
That's a Croatian sneeze.
I'm also a fan of the fact that actors can play roles that they are not.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One second. I finished a movie called Tar, which is going to be one of the Oscar contenders with Cate Blanchett. And her American accent is spot on in this one. She's been iffy in some previous movies with her American accent, but this is like crazy. Her performance is nuts. It's just so like dead on American accent. So
I will touch on the beer that I brought out. This is a Schlafly coffee stout.
God damn, it's fucking delicious.
It's stanky Schlafly in a good way.
Schlafly is a brewery out of St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
That's how the Cajuns say it.
It's good. Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah.
It smells better than it tastes, but it tastes pretty damn good.
It tastes very good.
It's very close.
Yeah. Very aromatic, though. Mm-hmm. It smells like you walk into a coffee shop. I'll give this movie, I'll give it a solid 6.5, 7. I would probably recommend watching this as a Christmas movie. I would not recommend watching it every year. You know, it's one that, like, it's a feel good, you know, kind of trashy movie to just pop up and not pay a lot of attention to.
It's a throwaway.
She's kind of a shitty character for most of it. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of the point, right? But she's just chronically, like, bad luck, and she just always, like, kills people's fish and is really inconsiderate of other people, and she has to learn the meaning of Christmas, I think. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it.
Well, I had a scene.
She had a hair dryer, as I recall. Mm-hmm. Doesn't she kill the fish with a hair? She's alive.
And why is she blowing drying her hair right next to the fish tank?
Yeah.
I mean, do they have a bathroom?
Hold on. Why is the fish tank right next to the outlet?
Why is she... Well, you have to have power to a fish tank.
Yeah. You know what? It's called fuck around and find out.
Why is she just lighting matches in an apartment? Are we not addressing that?
That is true, yeah.
She's just lighting matches in an apartment? I haven't done that since I was a kid.
Yeah. Same. I set the rug on fire.
I think I set, like, a napkin on fire. I don't know.
Yeah. So, Trav?
Out the gate, this is going to be a 5 for me.
Fair.
So,
how do you feel about Wham?
It's going to be a no for me, Doc.
Yeah. I enjoy some Wham. I enjoy some George Michael. Like, this could have used Freedom.
Yeah.
It could have used the Never Gonna Dance Again.
Biscuit version here. Ooh. That's what it could have used.
Yeah, those police were a little bit too nice.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't... It was playing too hard at trying to have heart and not actually having heart. You know what? I just realized how weird that is saying about this movie. But it is true. It was Emilia Clarke. I've seen her act. I know she's a good actress.
Yeah.
She was not showing it to me here. And it was too much. This was like a, you know, imagine Love Actually is a delicious alcoholic beverage. Now imagine a bartender's trying to stretch that drink and throw in a lot of tonic water.
This was
watered down.
This was Malort.
This was Malort.
Compared to that.
Yeah. This was watered down BBC, you know, Love Actually. Like, Love Actually, I know it's a problematic film. I fucking love it. Like, for me, Christmas, I can watch it over and over. It's damn near 10 out of 10 for me. This just didn't have it. It was, I don't know if it was trying to be too many things. I don't know if Emma Thompson, also great actress. I've seen her in other things, and she's great. She was not in this. I don't know if she's ever written other movies before or if this was just a foray into it. Maybe it's not her shtick. Maybe she's good at things. Maybe it's not this thing.
Yeah, she's an Oscar winner.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It felt like she was just challenged to write a movie based on the line from
George Michael's
song.
Yeah.
And she was like, I could do that.
Here's your writing prompt. Let's see if we can get a current star to fill, you know, to pop into it. For me, the last 10 or 15 minutes was the best part of the movie, where I was like, I got the twist. I don't know if I understood the twist before. I don't think I caught it. But once I did, I was like, oh, okay. But for me, the whole meet cute didn't work. She saw some dude. She went outside. She got shit on by a hawk or a falcon or whatever it was. The dude tried to come in. I didn't notice that other people hadn't seen him. I know when she was talking with Michelle Yeoh, Santa, that she hadn't seen the guy that she was talking about.
Yeah.
Apparently Emma Thompson wrote Nanny McPhee and Nanny McPhee Returns.
I'll be honest, I didn't watch either one of them either.
Yeah.
Did she also write Paddington?
She wrote Bridget Jones's Baby.
I also did not see that.
But yeah, she won an Oscar for writing Sense and Sensibility, which was directed by Ang Lee, who I believe was nominated for Best Director, who would go on to direct a superhero movie later on.
Yeah. I saw, and then
what movie was that?
I've seen Emma Thompson. Obviously, she was Trelawney in the Harry Potter films. Mm-hmm. She was in Love Actually. She was great.
In Love Actually.
She was also in, oh God, this is going to piss me off, Shakespeare, Denzel Washington, Keanu Reeves.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Wait, no, not Midsummer Night's Dream.
No.
Oh, shit.
God, that's going to bother me, too, because I
own that. With the print.
That's going to bother
me. Much Ado About My Nothing.
Nothing, yes. Because I own the damn
movie. Yeah, I've seen her in that. She's fucking great in that. Yeah, I've seen Emma Thompson in several films.
She was in King Lear, too.
I don't think. Was that with Ian Holm as King Lear?
No.
She was in a bunch of those Merchant Ivory movies.
Anthony Hopkins is King Lear.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
He'd be a great King Lear.
Well, he was in the movie King Lear. It came out in 2018.
Yeah, I was like, no, he was.
2018?
2018.
I haven't seen that one. When did, and Denzel was Macbeth, and so did.
Yeah, that was last year. That was
great. I didn't see. Yeah, that was a great movie. Yeah. That was great. And I think we potted on it.
We did.
Who was Michael Fassbender? I wanted to see. I watched the beginning of that Macbeth, but I didn't finish it. Sorry, I've gone down a tangent. Mm-hmm.
You know she can act, but
yes.
Did she?
This one didn't work for me. I didn't like the whole meet cute. I didn't get the whole, it didn't work for me on any level. I liked the twist. It still fell flat at the end. This was a hour and a half, a little more than an hour
49, I think.
This took me several hours to finish because I kept pausing it and I was like, I got 15 minutes into it. I was like, oh, is there something else I can look at in this room or like, can something distract me? And then I came back and I was like, oh, I forgot I was watching this. And then it was a goal to try and watch 10 minute increments at a time. And then I was like, I got to set my phone down. I just got to I got to focus here. I was like, what time are we potting? Is it at 7:30? I think I finished this a skosh after 5 o'clock. And I don't know when I texted somebody that I was like, hey, I'm going to start this movie. I'm watching it right now. It was a little after 5 o'clock.
I think it was 2:30.
So this was a labor for you.
An hour and a half film took me about 3 hours and some change to finish.
Ironically,
frequent breaks.
Your opinion was the one that I was most curious about because you are kind of a rom-com aficionado.
I do like a good rom-com, but this one,
this doesn't feel very rom-com.
No, it does not.
No,
this doesn't feel like Sleepless in Seattle
Yeah, the
I don't know another rom-com.
The romance didn't work for me. I didn't.
That's the only one.
It didn't make me my Pepe twitch.
That was the thing, is the romance was very flat.
By necessity.
It didn't make sense to me.
She's not going to diddle ghosts. This isn't a movie where you diddle ghosts. Ghost.
Like Swayze, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, it didn't make sense to me where they met each other and he's just like, oh, hey, I like you. I immediately like you. Let's do this. Well, I want to take you for a stroll.
Standoffish.
Yeah. It didn't make sense.
No.
I'm done.
So Taylor? Five.
Yep, that's a five.
Is it because there's no chemistry between them?
I think so. There's no chemistry. The movie's bad. The writing's bad. The acting's bad.
How's the music?
Great. But I didn't need so many versions of the one song last
week. I know. Yeah.
Also, who is giving Emilia Clarke money when she's standing outside, puts a cup down with a wreath around it, and then is half-heartedly singing Jingle Bells? I'm now.
Take your top off.
Yes.
I was like, that's how you make your money.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, I've seen those sweaters where you got like a Rudolph nose on your titty. Like, do that. Take those reindeers out and shake them around.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Yeah. Now, honestly, solve homelessness. That's what we're talking about here, right?
That really is.
Talking about helping her fellow man.
Talk about Unsullied.
So that was the nicest group of homeless people.
That was. Yeah. That made the movie for me. That was the best part of the movie.
Oh, also, I thought she was going, it is interesting where you see a secondary possible love interest. And I thought it was going to be the scruffy dude at the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
You know, the one that could walk. I don't remember his name.
Well, there were two.
That's how I have to refer to him.
The one who could walk.
I thought she was going to be
beanie. The one who was wearing a beanie. No, the one who had legs.
I thought she was going to be on that bench at the end.
Lieutenant Dan.
Remember at the end of Notting Hill where Hugh Grant's sitting there, and then you see the camera pan around, and it's Julie Roberts laying in his lap, and it continues to pan around, and you're like, oh, she's pregnant. Like, I thought we were going to see something akin to that, where it's like zooming in on Emilia Clarke. Oh, she's at the bench. Oh, she's writing in her notebook. Oh, she's looking up. She's like, oh, I'm just thankful I'm alive and I'm so happy. I thought that dude was going to like sit next to her and then slip a finger.
Okay. Not that kind of park bench.
All right. Maybe not that. But I thought he was going to sit down and like hand her a cappuccino or something. Like, hey, babe, peck on the cheek.
I almost lost my Schlafly there.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, Taylor, what did you think?
Few can follow that. This, I'll be right in between. I'll just go out and say it. Probably 5.5.
Six. He would too.
Yeah. I would.
Slip the finger.
This film, again, and I did not think of it as
rom-com.
Well, the plot did not stick out to me right away. I was just watching it. The first thing I thought of was like Sweet November. And I was like, oh, so who's dying? It's like, who's, and like, you know, that's the whole thing I thought with her heart. I'm like, oh, is she dying? Is she like trying to find one last love? Oh, and this, you know, like, so I took it as someone's dying. They're living their last moment, which was kind
of
true.
Kind of reminded me of like The Big Sick, or like there was some sort of like chronic illness that was looming in the background.
Yeah, I was like,
have a seizure in the third act. Or,
I was like, something's happening. But I'm just agreeing with all of y'all, because this film, I think, I know it did very well in the box office, but this felt like I was watching a Hallmark film. Yeah. And it was like just, Emilia Clarke was very campy, dare I say. Mm-hmm. It was not that it was like over the top, but it felt over the top. And maybe
she's trying to make it work.
Exactly. Really, it was hard. Like, it just seemed like it was a little too much.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. And it was, and then Tom, whoever actor he was,
Tom Holland.
Yeah. And it was, and I had seen him in Crazy Rich Asians, and I thought he was good too. I was not offended by the acting.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
Same.
But I felt like it was just a forced story, which makes more sense. Like, you come, it's like, hey, we needed a Christmas film. You're contractually obliged to like do this. Give us one. And I felt like that's what happened.
Yeah.
It was like, we're going to write a Christmas film. Again, I don't think this goes down in like Christmas history.
Yeah.
Regardless of like the money, you know. Now, I will say, I feel like I do want to go back again and watch this to pick up the little things after I saw the ending, but then that might be the end of it.
Like a shitty Sixth Sense?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, well, damn it. Now I want to go back and look at it.
I picked up
and it was
a
like,
few things.
And it was like, because like, I really didn't, until they got to the apartment, I was like, oh, it was like, because I was paying attention, but not that much attention.
I think for me, it was when she goes into the homeless shelter and she's like, I'm looking for Tom.
And they were like, what?
And they're like, who?
Yeah.
And
the other like, Tom comes out. He's like, hey, I'm Tom. Will I do?
Like, well, see, and like, I took that as like, oh, I wonder if I took it as, but they're like really, I bet he really is homeless.
He's a homeless man.
And he's just changing his name.
I thought the
same
thing.
And so I was like, oh, no big deal. Because I really thought this was going to be like some like really sweet, very Love Actually film. It was not.
Yeah.
And so I really can't say that I actually hated this film, because I actually think I liked it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd recommend it. Kind of going back to the Bad Santa. It was like, you know, I don't know. I would recommend Bad Santa. I'm like, you got to watch this. It's like, it's raunchy. It's hilarious. You know, it's like, you've got to watch it. Maybe I didn't, but like this one, I'd be like, hey, it's a Christmas movie. You know, if you get to it, awesome. If you don't, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, the acting, the writing,
when they tried to shoehorn a Brexit like storyline in there.
It was like, I want y'all to get out of here. And then she starts speaking the language. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And it was like,
where did this come from?
Yeah, it was like,
and her gay sister, and then she outed out of nowhere, and then her dad, that you're like, oh, and he's her Uber. Okay,
yeah, and I feel like it just jumped, and that's where I got confused half the time, because I would just be kind of sitting there, and I'd look up, and I'd be like, oh, wait, what?
They tried to do a lot.
So I kind of had Travis's thing. It's like, it took me about 2 hours to watch this, because I had to go back a few seconds and be like, what did they just say? And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So, again, you're right. It is not a Love Actually. It's a over the top Christmas movie that should have been on Hallmark.
Yes. Yeah.
And like, and I can't fault it, because it killed it in the box office.
Yeah.
So I can't, for what they did was amazing, but this needs to be on TV.
Yeah.
As like, I would not spend money on this.
I wrote that in my notes.
It was such the Love Actually thing to do. It was like, hey, everybody's going to show up for this kid's, like, they're dressing up as an octopus and a lobster and all this. All the characters are going to show back up. Like, even the, in this film, even the fucking clown, Klaus, showed back up at the very end. And just like,
weird. Wow. And I will say, I think it did kind of annoy me. And at the very end, when they come back, like, they give you the whole entire montage of seeing the surgery, the whole thing, all this stuff. And yet he still has to come back and explain it.
Yeah.
I was like, you motherfucker. Yep. I was like, we just saw this. And it was like, let's tie a bow on it or give me some new information.
Just
like,
in case the audience didn't
exactly
get it.
And so, and because I was like, oh, that makes sense. It was like, oh, you had a squatter here? I'm like, oh shit, I think I know what's going on here. Yeah. And then of course he had to come by and be like, hey, by the way, you have my heart, I'm with you. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I thought she was going to rent that apartment.
I did too.
I thought he was like...
Good-looking place.
He was leading her to like a place of her own that she could finally
rent. I thought
she
was going
to
have the apartment. I thought she was going to have the scruffy boyfriend. I thought she was already going to have had a kid and name it Tom.
It's weird that it was a furnished apartment with dishes.
Yeah.
Right?
$30,000. And I thought that was Tom at first. I thought Tom was like, had a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah. Sean, it got really dark in your house.
Yeah.
That's like, all right.
Yeah.
I like these. I wish we had the camera on that. It was like,
this is Cinema Vino After Dark.
Yeah.
Baywatch Nights.
After Dark. Secrets.
So you say six.
Six. Yeah. Officially
for
going
five
six.
And a half or six.
I'm going to say six.
Okay.
But unrecommended.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I was watching it. It was weird because it's like, I'm a George Michael fan. I like George Michael. I like Wayne. I'll be honest. It's like, it's a guilty pleasure.
Todd, you got to calm down.
I was not offended by the music, but it made me giggle of the repetition. Like, I didn't mind the music. I actually like Jitterbug. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish more UFC fighters would walk out to Jitterbug.
Ooh.
And I was like, just like, it's an uplifting song.
You put the boom boom in my heart.
Yeah.
I mean, and I say that in my review because I gave it, I think, 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you do
Which
not.
Is 6
yes.
out of 10. All right, cool.
And I was like, if you don't like George Michael, it's subtract one whole star.
Oh.
Yeah, two whole stars.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, because it's so much of this movie is tied to George Michael and his music and it flows through the whole movie. You got to deal with it. You know, and if you like it, you'll enjoy this movie a lot more.
It's like the Force. It's, you know, it surrounds
binds us all together.
It's in all things.
Yes.
Connects us.
Yeah.
Is it possible that this is the last, like,
Christmas?
Big dollar Christmas blockbuster?
Might.
Because this was in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
2020, no movies. 2021,
not much.
Less movies. I mean, Christmas movie wise, this might be like the last Christmas of big blockbusters.
It could be.
Not that this was a blockbuster, but like...
Definitely did pretty well.
It did numbers more than, I think, what we're seeing these days.
I mean, it did twice what Bad Santa did.
Is Santa Claus... You know, Santa Claus isn't in theaters at all. The new Tim Allen one? No. It's just Plus directly...
Plus. Yeah.
It's Disney Plus?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I enjoyed... In a superficial way, I enjoyed it. I saw the plot twist coming about halfway through. Once they kept harping on her illness and her yada yada, I was like, he plays into that somehow.
Yeah.
And like you said, this can't just be a straightforward, like, meet cute couple. There has to be a connection. So, yeah.
Well, he just sort of like kept just appearing out of nowhere on a bike.
And now.
It just doesn't happen.
Watching it now, like, the key thing where you can spot it is when she's changing clothes and he's trying to block her. And the guys are all whistling and like ogling her, even though you can't see her technically because of him, you know, the audience. But then it's like, now it's like, well, he's not there.
So yeah.
They're just watching her change clothes.
Yeah.
So that was the key moment where, you know, it's like, he's not there watching it a second time.
Yeah.
That's the only moment that matters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little moments like that, but it's like most of it, it's like where she just looks like a crazy person walking around London, talking to nobody.
Technically. Yeah.
Tripping over trash.
Yeah.
That was another thing, because he didn't trip over his trash because he's a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I got, you know, this is a little thing. I got real tired of her fucking coat.
Yeah, she was wearing that coat the entire time.
Yeah.
And then I think the movie tried to portray her as being like a party girl, like a trashy like party girl with like her hairstyle and her jacket. And then at the end of the movie, when she's like, all good, they gave her a new hairstyle and mm-hmm. like different jacket. Like, what? Yeah.
Also,
the weird thing.
The right? first dude that was hitting on her at the bar was fucking Isildur from Rings of Power.
Yeah.
That was Isildur?
Took me a second. And I was like, who the fuck is that? And
he's
Is that Prince Caspian? I'm like, no. Isildur. There it is.
Man, she hit the nerd rounds with her guys.
Yeah.
I think she is her own nerd rounds.
Yeah. She's
Daenerys.
She's the hub. So here's a question. Hypothetically, I just thought of this. How would you guys have felt if the twist had been that she gave him her heart?
And that she was dead the whole time?
Yeah. I mean...
No.
It would have been a lot harder to explain.
You would have had to reconfigure the story, but where she was, like, not anywhere or whatever. Like, could it have worked where she was the donor and he was the recipient? Could that have worked?
Where, like, he has to, like, go and, like, find her family and, like... He thinks he's going to like Christmas dinner.
You know, it didn't because she was the one talking to everybody. It didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah you had to reorient.
Honestly, top to bottom. Honestly, yeah. I think I actually would have been more into it that way, where she was trying.
Six sense.
She didn't understand, like, you know, she didn't know she was dead.
Yeah.
Basically, she was just living her life, going around, and him being like, no, you're. You're a ghost. Yeah. It was like, you know, you gave me your heart. When, like, I could have maybe been more intrigued with that.
Yeah. What was the rom-com that we did back in February where he's in her apartment and she's a ghost and she's like, what are you doing in my apartment? He's like, this is my apartment. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh.
We did this movie back in February for our rom-com series.
Am I crazy? I don't remember that.
Man, I don't know either.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay. Because it's weird. It's like, I'm getting to that point now where I forget certain movies.
We've watched so many movies.
Yeah. Well, and imagine multiply that by two or three. You got like how many I've like reviewed. It's crazy.
But I think I think I would have been more intrigued by that.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what we watched for where it's like, what was that?
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Okay, so
February we did As Good As It Gets, Long Shot, Super Bad, City of Angels.
Talk amongst yourselves. City of Angels. Wasn't that what it was?
No, City of Angels is the one where Nick Cage is an angel.
Meg Ryan, yeah.
1974? What?
Oh, God, yeah.
So anyway, I enjoyed it, but I was curious to see. Like, I enjoyed it, and like you said, I don't know if I could recommend it.
How was your second time watching it, though? Did JoJo watch it?
No, she did not. And I didn't think she would enjoy it. I think she would see that twist.
Did Bailey watch it?
No.
Did Jonah watch it?
No.
Oh, well.
See, that tells you something.
All three of the females that could have.
We all screamed it from wives.
Did your dad watch it?
I think he had seen part of it before.
But, I mean, I was just curious, like...
Just Like Heaven?
We didn't... I don't think we did that one. But anyway, I liked it, but not enough to recommend it, put it that way. And I want to see if anybody's... I want to see if you guys could pull my opinion one way or the other on it. So, but you guys kind of landed in the same area where I did. There wasn't anybody who was like, oh my God, it's the worst movie ever made, or the one anybody like... It's great. It's a classic.
Yeah. So definitely a classic. Not the worst ever made.
I think it is Just Like Heaven.
But it was like it.
With Reese Witherspoon?
But we didn't.
And Mark Ruffalo?
We didn't pot over that, though.
We definitely talked about potting on it. We might not have watched it. I definitely watched this movie.
Oh, Reese.
Because she's a doctor. Maybe because she's a doctor. Right, and he like is going to her hospital.
It sounds familiar. I don't know if I've seen it.
Am I the only one that watched it?
Did I just watch this on my own? Was this one of your picks that month? And we were just like, Sean.
Yeah, no, nobody's gonna watch.
And that you just wrote it down, and then
I'm gonna search our texts.
But anyway, this has been another episode of Cinema Fino.
God, it has. Merry Christmas to all.
And to all,
Sean, let it go.
And also, should we just change hearts?
Yeah.
Like, everyone just get somebody else's heart.
You guys want to trade hearts?
Yeah.
God, I would trade with any of you
Dibs on Taylor.
I don't know who's going to get mine. you're going to get the short stick. Unless you guys just give me the short stick and I'm just like, oh, I keep my own? Well, that's the worst case scenario for me. Whoops. Mm-hmm. Travis, you don't get a straw. What? I want to play too.
You need like an animal heart.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
I want a three pig heart. I want three.
Beef heart the other day.
Ooh.
It was smoked and cured like a bacon. It was honestly really, it was shaved really thin.
Mm.
It's good.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning. Splash Prosecco.
But next time we're going to do Christmas Vacation. So
be Christmas sure Vacation.
And we're going to do a Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
I'm here for that.
Is that
streaming?
Vacation.
Amazon. It wasn't Amazon Prime. It's an Amazon movie.
Okay.
Or not.
Here's the thing.
Christ.
I don't think I can watch that by myself. I'm just going
to
say that.
Why? Because you'll beat off to Cameron?
Yes.
Oh.
I can't sit in my room and unironically try to watch that film. All I'm saying is that, like, I might have to phone a friend. That's where I'm going with
that's
this.
That's fine.
Like, I can't sit at my house and be like, I'm just going to put on this film and watch it in silence the whole time. That's not going to happen. That's not something I want for my life. I don't want that life.
We could watch that as a react video, too.
Yeah, we don't have to watch it as a whole group, but somebody is getting a phone a friend. I'm just
70
saying.
Minutes. I think we could do it.
Listen.
70 minutes?
Yeah.
Christ.
And it is a rough 70
minutes. Yeah, I'm here for it.
Listen, that's 70 minutes, but that's 8 beers. Yeah. That's how that's
got
to go.
That was edited down. They probably got 2 hours of footage.
God bless that editor.
What's the name of it?
Saving Christmas.
I want to see Saving Christmas the like director's cut, the unrated. Yeah.
The Magaga version.
I did watch Ernest, by the way, Save Christmas. I already watched it. It had to be done.
Yeah. Oh, it's on HBO still, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
No.
They bought the whole catalog, so.
That's a smart purchase.
About a bumper sandwich, burger lips.
I'm surprised Bezos didn't do that.
I know.
We got to end this episode.
So, great movies only drunker. We will see you guys next time. We got Taylor.
Yo.
What are the three B's?
Booze.
Man. Booze.
Bullshit.
More bulls. More booze. More bullshit. And more butt
and
fucking stuff. Sex. Butt fucking.
And more borscht. We will see you guys next time.
Bone broth.
I like bone broth.
Me too. Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our website is cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.